With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Albert Guyot and Clint Marks, founders of the group Artists as One Voice in Arneville, and they are presenting Autumnal Equinox this Saturday in Arneville at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective. There's going to be lots of music and poetry and visual arts there, something that Arneville is becoming well known for now, these collaborations and being a fertile place for artists of all kinds. Tell us a bit about this group that the two of you founded, Artists as One Voice. Again, both of you musicians and visual artists, so that's very important to you that there is this collaboration and using all of the talents of the artists in that area, that community. So how did the group Artists as One Voice start up?
Well, you kind of nailed it. We started doing music. We both played music, and I guess myself personally, after about 10 years of trying to do music in this town, I realized that young bands, all the help they get, they can get. And and that's true for all new artists, actually. So we realized if we can come together and help each other in those sort of ways, we could really make a difference with the new crops of people and as well as the established people that are in our community. So that's what we started doing. We started doing Clint's idea was to bring a painting, a canvas, that we could all paint together at the same time while a performance, whether it's an open mic.
Collaborative piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, collaborative painting. And it started, we had a collection of a few, and we put them at Nunu's, which is our parent nonprofit. I guess we would be the incubator, subsidiary of Nunu's. So we sold a couple over there. And I didn't, I wasn't really expecting that to happen. Yes, yeah. So we had a couple, some money, a little bit of money. And what were we going to do with it? Just put it right back into showing, have shows, put on shows like this Equinox this Saturday, which we invite everyone to. And it's really the new season. We're going to celebrate the end of this hot summer. And we're going to celebrate with new bands. So it'll be kind of a new kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's a good point that you make because we love to celebrate art around here and culture. And we make a big deal about how that's so important to the economy and so important to our culture. But as a young artist, it's not like you can just answer a job offer for artists and get a good salary and benefits. And so it takes a while to create that base and create your skills. And
they need a
platform
support.
And support.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Now, are the two of you from the Arneville area?
I'm from Arneville.
Okay. Clint Marks, it's your talk.
I live there now.
I'm a proud resident. They've been very nice to accept me into their community. Mm-hmm. And when I get a chance and time, I like to give back what I can. And this is my little bitty way to do something. Good, I guess.
Absolutely. And I like the fact that you are focusing on young bands, young artists in particular, although you have all ages in this celebration as well.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say the French band, I don't want to say nothing about it, but they're not all that young, but they are. But they've been playing, newly playing together,
great, right.
And they really sound great. Okay. All these artists that we have lined up are very worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other three bands besides the French band, they all underneath 21 years old. Really talented. And Nunu's, the crowd that goes there is usually, mid-generation to my generation, 30s plus. But we're trying to make an attempt to get a younger crowd in Nunu's to, kind of get everybody meshing together. Because art, my daughter's 10 years old, and art begins, as soon as,
That's right.
As soon as you can, basically. Yeah.
And as y'all had mentioned, one of your activities was to help support the Beauchamp High School art department. Mm-hmm. So you're very interested in supporting
young
artists.
Last year we did do a benefit in Nunu's to get art supplies or money to Beauchamp High School. Mm-hmm, and we helped my daughter raise, some money. And it was a good, and we had fun doing it. And so, and this is kind of almost a continuation because last year we acknowledged Self-Aware Wolf as one of the bands that we thought was the real upcomers around the area, which Artists as One Voice members get to vote on. So we're kind of exclusive on that deal. But if you want to be able to vote,
you can join
the
organization.
You can come do it. But so they're coming back this year as our returning last year band. Then we'll have all new best ofs.
Well, let's describe the evening. It's going to be this Saturday, and it starts at around 6 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, 6, okay. Yeah. And it will be at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective, both inside and out.
Yes, ma'am. So, weather permitting.
Weather permitting, but you do have the inside in case the weather doesn't. So let's go through the evening. Like I mentioned, you're going to have a variety of arts, both spoken, visual, music.
We will have a 5-foot by 5-foot collaborative painting for everyone to join in on. At 5 p.m., we have Steve Judice and Martin Flanagan. 6 o'clock, we have Melissa Derwin, Bernard Pierce, Andrea Bull, Jared Lofsted and company. Bernard, Andrea Bull, and Jared Lofsted all are coming from New Orleans. At 7:30, we have Clay Cormier and the Highway Boys. And outside at 6 p.m., we're going to have Self-Aware Wolf opening up the outside stage. At 7:30, the Poets are going to come back on outside. And at 8, we're going to have New Form band. So the show should probably last till, I'm thinking, 11, maybe midnight.
And I want to say, Byron, you didn't mention Byron and the Potluck Band, which I'm not sure where, what time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about it. 6:30, Byron and the Potluck Band.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know the two of you are in a group called Cigar Box Al. Are y'all going to be performing?
No.
No, not
that. Well, you never know. If the show ends at a decent time, we might try to get everybody to come on the stage and just do a collaborative jam. You know, it happens.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. Well, now you mentioned there's going to be kind of a Cajun band, and not everyone knows about Self-Aware Wolf. Can you describe the music, what their music is like?
Progressive rock, would that be?
Very progressive rock. Okay. It's a young lady sings it. They're all very young, very talented. The young man, I say, he looks like a young Jimmy Page. I joke with him. He's like Jimmy Page's love child, and he plays very well.
Okay. They really, really
maybe
tight.
Those genes are in him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I don't
well.
Know. It's kind of weird, you know. I swear I'm watching Led Zeppelin when I look at him, you know, play.
The vocalist, the singer, her name's Sydney Horn. She's very charismatic. She helps add to the sound of the performance, but she jumps around and just kind of gets you into it. You know?
So are they performing outside or inside the Nunu's?
We have them outside.
Outside,
yeah.
Okay.
And we have a Louisiana Music Channel that's going to be coming, film it. And the way we did it for Fire and Water, which is the first Saturday of December, we put the lighting on the bands and the bottom of the performance to where the shadows on the wall, which is like, I don't know, 50 foot high. So it was almost like, as we filmed it, it was almost like two, you could see the band and then you could see the shadows performing on the wall. It was really interesting.
Well, that should be quite an experience this Saturday as well. We are talking about Fall into Autumn. It's a celebration in Arneville at the Nunu Arts and Culture Collective. It's being put on by Artists as One Voice. My guests, Albert Guillot and Clint Marks, helped to found this organization to help support particularly young artists and to continue that tradition of collaborative arts in the Arneville area. You mentioned several New Orleans poets who are going to be coming to help out with this performance. And there are a lot of people around the state and indeed around the country who are noticing artistic collaborations that are taking place in Louisiana and in particular in Arneville. I think the city of Arneville is receiving the Louisiana Cultural Economy Award this year, and it's going to, I think, take place in New Orleans in November. So they're recognizing the artistic events of all kinds that are going on in Arneville. So great thing that some New Orleans poets are coming to read for your happening.
And big props to George Marks for kind of being an engine right there that's just keeps pushing people along. And, you know, and he's really done a tremendous amount as far as the public's eye and just personally, you know, taking ideas, giving ideas. He has really great ideas, and if people listen, you know, you get a lot of good stuff out of it.
Definitely inspiring people and capitalizing, obviously, on the talent and artistic interest that is already there. I mean, look at what you all have been doing for a while, and definitely recognizing it and making sure that there are opportunities for that talent to be used.
If anyone's interested in checking out the website to Nunu's, is nunucollective.org. On the website is all that activities coming up for this month. The newsletter for next month should be coming out, you know, right before the beginning of October. There's plenty of things, workshops. The French table, teaching the French language.
There's a huge French immersion thing going on where the consulate was there, a week ago. Even Mary Landrieu came, and from my understanding, they didn't contact Miss Landrieu. Miss Landrieu called, or her people called, and asked to come.
Right. They're hearing about those great artistic collaborations and wanting to recognize it and also to inspire others, perhaps, to reach down into their artistic souls and do the same things in their communities. So this is free and open to everyone?
It's free and open. We are asking for donations. The bands that are playing, they believe in what we're doing also, and they pretty much come in to do it for peanuts, you know.
Yeah, they're gracious
and
enough to do
so
it.
So donations are going to be there to pay the bands.
Okay.
So they'd be really...
Let's think about it. It's $10 for a lunch these days and $5 or $4 for your frozen coffee drink. So
it's good to put that in perspective.
Yeah, let's buy them a coffee, you know, buy each band a coffee or whatever. Look at it like that.
Well, now that you did mention peanuts and coffee.
Because you're hungry.
People always expect there to be some kind of food at a celebration like that. Are y'all going to have food as well?
We, the Artist One Voice, culinary people.
Right. So the culinary artists.
Well, and actually, this is something that I didn't realize that. I don't think culinary arts is available for funding, public funding as an art.
They do try and include it in that, you know, the economic artistic culture in the state.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's been as accepted as you would think that it would be, being that Louisiana seems like a heart of culinary cuisine, French cuisine, stuff like that. So they are doing stuff like that, too, at New News, are talking about combining culinary.
We'll be cooking gumbo, a big pot of gumbo, a big pot of red beans, selling bowls of gumbo and red beans.
And something else. We're not sure what it's going to be.
Some kind of dessert.
Whatever moves you for that weekend. So in addition to being musicians and visual artists, the two of you are also into the culinary arts as well.
We like to eat.
Again, I'm talking to Albert Guillot and Clint Marks. They started Artists as One Voice up in the Arneville area, and they are presenting Autumnal Equinox. It's a celebration of poetry and music this Saturday, starting around 5 o'clock. You can get there early and just enjoy the countryside there, because if you're outside, hanging outside of New News, it's just beautiful, and you can see the fields and the landscape of Louisiana. It's a very beautiful place to experience the music and poetry and visual arts that you all are presenting. So a really nice opportunity to do that. Is there information about your event on the New News website?
Actually, we're supposed to do that today.
Okay.
We haven't got around to that yet. But it should be up there today.
We're an incubator. Did I mention
that? That's right, you're an incubator.
They have access to all of that stuff, so they don't want us to misspell stuff and all of this stuff.
Got to go through that. It's probably smart in their part.
Go through the channels.
We defer to some of those decisions today.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a really nice flyer here, so I'm sure that maybe after today that information might be up. They can check out the New News Arts and Culture Collective or call, and perhaps somebody can
get them a little more information. And we also on Facebook. Artists as One Voice is on Facebook, so please go join that. And we'll have opportunities like our little best of band stuff. So far, we just exclusively have voted for that, but we're thinking about turning that over to more like a Facebook format. And if you have a band that you want to acknowledge, a young band that wants to give us their name, tell us where they're playing.
Also, reach us at 337-326-7313.
Okay, we'll have that number here as well. But it sounds like the Facebook page would be a great place.
Mm-hmm. We are looking for sponsors
But to find Facebook, it's Artists as One Voice. That's what they
Artists
type in.
Artists plural as One Voice.
Artists as One Voice. Okay,
ma'am.
And all kinds of information at that site. And if you like it, you'll keep getting notices about what your organization is doing and what further events that you all will be doing.
We'll post our events on there.
All right. Now, you did mention Fire and Water, which is coming up. It's one of the activities taking place. Is your organization going to be involved?
Yes,
I think
this is going to be the third year that we help George
with the music.
We usually put together most of the outdoor stage, and probably the same bands here are going to probably be at the show, The Fire and Water. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's the first Saturday of December. And the past couple of years, I mean, since they started, it's been great. It's just getting better and better every year.
It's really captured people's imaginations, that whole mm-hmm. idea, especially at that time of year. So definitely, Artists as One Voice Facebook or the New News website to find out more about what's happening in the Arnaville area, the creative collaborations that are taking place, and how you can get involved in that as well.
The following week after that, I just want to mention, is the 7 Mile Garage Sale also between Arnaldville and
September 28th,
yeah, okay. and Grand mm-hmm. Coteau. Mm-hmm. I hope it's okay that I mention that.
It absolutely is. And it's certainly another way to see more of the great countryside
yeah.
around there, because mm-hmm. you get to go 7 miles along that highway between Grand Coteau and Arnaldville.
Yes,
so definitely, and that'll probably be mentioned on the New News website as well.
It is.
So much going on there. Some people have just moved there because there's so much going on.
And there's an eco mm-hmm. community. They're thinking about making an eco park right across from Arnaldville, and
from the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right across from New News, I'm sorry. And mm-hmm. and they're thinking about putting kayak docks and stuff like that. But that's in the future.
It's pretty much approved, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know how far they got with it, but I know the videos, promotions getting made and all of that stuff right now, so that's kind of exciting, too.
It is, and sounds like the more you keep up with both New News and your organization and other groups in Arnaville, you'll be able to find out with some of these improvements
yes,
and new things happening. So are the two of you going to be painting this Saturday?
We might put a couple strokes.
Yeah.
We build our own canvases, so okay. I'm going to be stretching, I think, a 5-foot by 5-foot mm-hmm. Canvas, and it's going to be set up on an easel for anyone right. who wants to help us.
Yeah.
You know, put their mark on the canvas.
All right.
And like, we've been turning around. Like, we started with our own money, just keep putting it into the canvases and stuff like that. And art supplies are kind of expensive. So
that is one thing that young artists do need.
Anybody that wants to donate in supplies,
mm-hmm.
canvases, anything like that, we accept that.
Well, and certainly y'all will be telling people more about that on Saturday if they have any questions
ma'am.
And they
yes.
want to ask you more about how they can get involved. That'll be a good thing. Fall into Autumn. It is celebrating autumn and the creative spirit up in Arnaville. All are invited to attend. Their Facebook page is Artists as One Voice. You can find out more details there. It starts around 5 o'clock and the events begin around 6 o'clock, both inside and outside the New News Arts and Culture Collective. Well, thank you both for coming by to let us know more about Artists as One
Thanks
Voice.
Thanks for having us.
And
thank you.
We'll look forward to, as you have more events and more collaborations, having you back on to talk about it.
Thank you very much.